reading from the Jiva Dharma. What chapter is it? It's chapter 33, Madhurya Ras Vichar. Om Gyanati Madandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur and Mulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Vipa Shindhu Bayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasude Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Vrindavan. I'm sitting at my desk and I have an amazing view of Vrindavan, even though we're kind of becoming in this city somehow. This sacred place I have is surrounded by ashrams with ancient trees, which are kind of an udipana, an inspiration for Vrindavan. We're studying Jiva Dharma. And I guess each class now, because these are almost things that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta didn't discuss. Sometimes he would, even some parts of Ramananda Samvad, he would just read through. They take a certain level of realization so that they won't be misunderstood, or so they will be understood, even if they're not misunderstood. There won't be a deep understanding of them. Because they deal with something very intimate and not really relevant and applicable to most people in Krishna consciousness until very advanced stages, where they have a level of goodness and bhakti and the inclination and the guidance and the proclivity and the mercy to meditate deeply on Krishna's pastimes, where in your meditation you may read something like Ujjvala Nilamani, the fourth chapter, by Rupa Goswami, where he discusses Sri Radha. The fourth chapter is Sri Radha. And, you know, it'll discuss her ornaments, her alankar and an avaram, her decorations. And someone read through that and actually incorporate that into their consciousness so that when a smriti, a small glimpse or inspiration legitimately within their chanting of the holy name to meditate on Radha, they'll be able to give some shape to that perhaps initially distance focus, something. Like you see something in the distance. You see it, but it's not really focused and detailed, and you'll be able to understand what you're seeing. Because you'll know what the ornaments are. You'll know these things. And of course, if one is still immersed in material desires and selfishness, etc., one's vision of that is already tainted by their mundane desires and conceptions. But as, and I'm always giving this qualification, as somehow we began it at the beginning, we might as well finish it with the few people who are still interested. But they really have to be interested, because there won't be that much philosophical discussion, which is really, there's not much philosophical discussion. There's just rasa. There's just a description of something which hopefully inspires some feelings in you. Now, we've been discussing the Nayaka, the symptoms of the gopis, and there were three types, or the not just gopis, Madhurya Ras, this spiritual conjugal conception, and we were, there was a discussion of Swakya, Parakya, and I think it was called Samanya. Samanya. It's called Samanya. Samanya. And basically, there was the Swakya, the romantic marriage, the Parakya, the romantic unwedded love, and then there was Samanya, which is basically a prostitute which doesn't have love and does things for money, but somehow that reference of conjugal love was mentioned in relationship to Kubja, who didn't have any conjugal feelings. She was like a hunchback until Krishna straightened her up. And then she had some attraction to Krishna, but it was mixed. She was aggressive in pulling at his dhoti. It was mixed somehow with some kind of selfishness. But somehow it was some kind of bhav. And it was also explained how Parakya, for example, is spiritual, even though the form corresponds to something that is not only not spiritual, but is sinful. But actually, the intensity of that form is ultimately appropriate in the spiritual world, where nothing is sinful in relationship to Krishna and giving him pleasure, because he owns everything, and he is the supreme enjoyer. And he owns the unwedded gopis as much as he owns the wedded gopis from an existential and ontological point. There's no sin in there. It's all lila. It's all love. It's all bhav. It's bhava. It's selflessness. It's love. That Bob is not there in the material world in those forms. So you really can't compare them. Rupa Goswami says, or Krishna's Kaviraj, you can compare them to gold and metal. They're both iron, but look at the qualitative difference. Now, in terms of Swakya and Parakya, they have three more divisions. Mugdha, Madhya, and Pragalbhya. We discuss Mugdha as kind of very shy. And Madhya was also kind of shy, but had kind of there's a touch of arrogance in her speech, even though she's shy. And sometimes becomes angry. And then there's the Pagobha, the impotent Nayaka. And that's where we're up, and we're going to read that to the extent that we can understand. Now remember, they have, Vijay and Vrajanath have become very, very qualified. And in that internal desire which is spiritual, because as you remember, they said they gave up Purusha Bhav, they were men, but that desire, that male ego, Purusha Bhav, I am the enjoyer, I am the controller. They gave up that abhiman, that self-conception. And in that elevated consciousness, with that bhav within their hearts, that somehow awakened by great mercy, they're able to hear these things. So Vijay, kindly describe the symptoms and nature of the Pagobha Infinite Nayaka. Goswami, the Pagobha Nayaka is in full-blown youth, Purna Yovana. You see, while the Madhya was Nava Yovana, just beginning her youth, as was the Mugdha, the kind of younger. So she is Purna Yovana. She is blinded by pride and extremely eager for sensual love. She is expert in fully expressing a variety of bhavas, and she is qualified to overwhelm her lover with prema ras. Her words and deeds are extremely profound, deep, gambhira, and mature. And when her her anger is aroused, her behavior is very harsh. Pagalda displayed three types of behavior at the time of Man, Dira, Adira, Dira, Dira. The Dira Pagalda either becomes apathetic in amorous pastimes, when she's, I guess, angry, she becomes Dira, apathetic, or else she treats her beloved with extreme respect outwardly while hiding her real bhav. So in that type of relationship, when there's that kind of respect, it's almost like a it's mixed with anger, because she's usually passionately expressing her love to Krishna, and now it's just respect. The Adhira Pagalda becomes harsh, threatens and scolds her lover, and punishes him with loud abuse. The Dira Dira Pagalda has virtues like those of Dira Dira Madhyabhav. Madhya and Pagalda Nayakas are both divided into two further categories, namely Jyeshtha Senior and Kanishtha Junior. Thus, there are Jyeshtha Madhya, Kanishtha Madhya, Jyeshtha Pagalda, and Kanishtha Pagalda. The distinction between Jyeshtha and Kanishtha depends entirely on the degree of the Nayaka's pranaya, or love for her lover. So there's another category besides this kind of mild, middling, and heavy personality, which are the divisions of Parakya and Swakya, which are also divided into Dira, Adira, and Dira, Dira. And that is, there's some that are more new, and there's some that are more mature in their love. Vijay Prabhu, how many types of Nayaka are there altogether? Goswami, there are 15 types of Nayaka. There's only one type of Kanya, unmarried Nayaka, because they are only Mugdha. So, Parakya means you're married to someone else, and then you're attracted to Krishna. And Kanya means you're unmarried and attracted to Krishna. And it says that those gopis only have one type of mood. They're very mild. The other Nayakas are classified as Mugdha, Madhya, and Pagalda. And of these, the Madhya and Pagalb are both divided in three further categories, Dhira, Adhira, and Dhira Dhira. This means there are seven types of Nayaka, and also seven types of Parakya Nayaka, Swakya Nayaka. So altogether, there are 15 types of Nayaka. How many avasthas, conditions, or situations do the Nayakas have? Now, this is kind of important. I mean, for deep meditators, these are the different conditions or situations of this kind of conjugal love. So that is 15 types of Nayakas, and there are eight types of conditions that these Nayakas can be in. There are eight avasthas, they're called avasthas, conditions or situations. Abhisarika, tristing. Abhisarika means, I guess, planning to, the arrangements that you make to meet Krishna are called abhisar. And then Vasika Saja, prepared and performed, then you're with Krishna and you're successful. Then Ukantita, impatiently hankering. Kandita, jealous. Vipralamda, disappointed. Kalahantarita, anguish due to separation. Proshita Bhartrika, separation from the beloved. Swadina Bhartrika, controls her love. These eight conditions occur in the 15 types of Nayakas that I've already mentioned. Well, this is indeed relishable, especially when you're in Vrindavan and you have the view that I have and have been up all morning chanting. It gives you something to think about. Vijay, who is the Abhisarika? So he lists eight situations or conditions, and now he's going to describe each. The Abhisarika arranges a tryst, Abhisar, with her lover at an appointed place and goes there to rendezvous with him. The Joshna, the Joshta Abhisarika goes for Abhisar dressed in white garments during the bright fortnight of the moon, Shukla Pak. So, because it's a tryst. A tryst means like a secret meeting. And the gopis don't want to get caught by their husbands. They wear white garments on the full moon night. And the Tamo Abhisarika dresses herself in black cloth during the Krishna Paksha, the dark fortnight. The time of going for Abhisar, she's absolutely silent and gorgeously decorated from head to toe as out of shyness. She contracts her bodily limbs and she's accompanied by one affectionate sakhi. That is Abhisarika. Please tell me about the Vasika Saja. So that's prepared and perfumed. Excuse me, not performed. Ooh. Prepared and perfumed. The Vasika Sajanayaka ornaments and perfumes her body and prepares and decorates the place of meeting in eager participation of her lover's arrival, determined to engage in Smara Krida, the games of Kamadev. Hoping that her lover will come when he gets the opportunity, she gazes down the path along with which her lover will approach, glorifies her lover, and hears his Lila Kata in the company of her sakis, and every moment eagerly waits for a messenger to bring news of her lover, and all these are activities of the Vasika Saja. So Abhisarika means the process of trying to meet Krishna, and here is the waiting for Krishna and decorating the place of meeting and her body awaiting the arrival. Please describe the utkantita, impatiently hankering. Goswami, when the Nayaka is late for the rendezvous through no fault of his own, the restless Nayaka who becomes excessively impatient, eager to meet a lit lover, is called utkantita. Her heart burns in agony and her body trembles. She speculates as to why her lover has not come. She loses all desire to do anything, and she describes her own sorry plight, shedding tears of lamentation. These are the activities of the utkantita Nayaka. The condition of Vasika Saja also ultimately transforms into that of utkantita. So before they're getting anxious and anxiety, they're waiting for the appropriate time. The appropriate time passes, and then their mood changes into utkantita. They become restless and angry and eager and agony and body trembles, speculates, becomes depressed, describes her plight. She's shedding tears, she laments. And when when the Vasika Saja, the one who's waiting eagerly, sees that he has not come, she changes her mind and thinks perhaps he could not come because of the influence of another Nayaka. Bereft of the company of her most beloved, she grows excessively eager and restless. She is then called utkantita Nayaka. Who is the Kandita Nayaka? That's the jealous lover. The Kandika is one whose Nayaka finally appears long after the appointed time for meeting, during the last prahara, 3 hours of the night, bearing the signs of amorous pastimes with other Nayaka. That time, the Kandita Nayaka takes very long, drawn-out breath due to anger and does not speak a word to her beloved, who is called the Vipralamda. This is disappointed. Sometimes, by the will of Providence, the Nayaka is unable to come for one reason or another, even after fixing the time and place of the tryst by a singular hint. The Nayaka, who is severely affected by pangs of separation from her beloved at that time, is called Vipralamda. She shows how many different types of behavior. She shows many different types of behavior, such as decrying her own worthlessness, becoming anxious, lamenting, weeping bitterly, sighing deeply, and fainting. What are the symptoms of the Kalahantarita? Kalahantarita. That's the anguish due to separation, due to quarrel. The Kalahantarita Nayaka severely reprimands her Pranavallabha and then spurns him, even after he falls at her feet because of all of her friends. She is called Kalahantarita because of her activities and emotions, such as delirious, incoherent speech, anguish, debility of the body and mind, taking long, drawn-out breath. Proshita Bharika. Separation from the beloved. The Proshita Paritrika Nayaka lover has gone to a distant land. She has many activities, including melancholy, inertia, anxiety, and not sleeping, dressing, or bathing herself. And who is Swadina Bhatika? The Nayaka, who is Priyatna, submissive to her, and always stays with her, is called Swadina Bhatika. She has many activities, such as enjoying pastimes with him in the forest, playing in the water with him, and picking flowers. Vijay, so the condition of Swadina Bhatika must be the source of immense joy. Goswami, the Swadina Bhatika Nayaka, whose beloved cannot leave her even for a moment because of being controlled by her prema, is called Madhavi. Among the eight types of Nayaka, three, the Swadina Bhatika, Vasika Saja, and Abhisarika, are cheerful at heart and adorned with ornaments and other decoration. The remaining five Nayakas, namely Kandita, Vipralabdha, Ukantita, Prushita Bhatika, and Kalahantarita, do not have any ornaments and finery. Their hearts are afflicted with anxiety, and they lament bitterly, resting their left cheek on their left hand. I'm going to read one more thing, and then I think that's what we can digest for today. And also, this is the morning, so I'll have to get back to work. Vijay, how can such suffering exist in Krishna Prem? What is the meaning of this affliction? This is such a good question. It's so much apparent suffering. So how do we reconcile that with perfection of life called love of Godhead? Goswami, since Krishna Prem is Chinmay transcendental, this apparent suffering is only another astonishing variety of Paramanand, the supreme pleasure. The affliction experienced in the material world is actually a source of acute distress, whereas in the Chitjagat is simply a transformation of ecstatic Anand. When one tastes this suffering, it gives rise to the immense happiness of Chinmaya Ras. However, this cannot be expressed by words. Vijay, what are the degrees of praying that these Nayakas possess? Goswami, the Nayakas have been divided into three categories, Uttam, Madhyama, and Tradition, according to the degree of praying. Vrajendranandana, Krishna feels bhav for any particular Nayaka to the degree that the Nayaka feels bhav for him. Okay. Any questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bo Gail.
Yeah, just again with this term, Nayaka, it specifically refers to...
Which term?
The Nayaka.
Nayaka... It means gopis that love Krishna. So in drama, there's the hero and there's a heroine. So I guess the English term for Nayaka would be heroine. You know, they're the lovers in the drama. So Krishna has many lovers in the drama. So they're all heroines.
Yeah.
You're just confused about the English term hero and heroine?
No. Well, no, it's not that. I just want to make sure that, you know, I mean, I want to say that the reason why the term Nayaka is used all the time instead of the word gopi is because gopi can also refer to the elder gopis. So it's, the word Nayaka is used to refer specifically to those gopis with which he could have a conjugal relationship.
Right. And also, gopi is a generic term. There's many cowherd girls. Not all are heroines. Not all are lovers in the drama. There's so many cowherd girls. I mean, it's a generic term. So this is referring to a particular type of cowherd. Okay?
Yeah, That's what I wanted to clarify, that, you know, as far as I'm only aware of two types of gopis, the ones who are like elder, you know, like have parental relationship, and then the conjugal relationship. So Nayaka refers...
Right, but they're also... Yeah, right, and there's also gopi, it just means cowherd girls, and there's people that are gopis and cowherd girls that are not in Krishna's pastimes too.
Are there?
Is it just yes, of course. A gopa, it's like a generic word. It doesn't just refer to the spiritual world. It refers to the term cowherd girls. But because
gopi was only in spiritual world. I thought that term was only referring to people in the spiritual world.
No, gopi just means cowherd. Go means cowherd, and I guess gopi means a girl who takes care of the cows, and gopa means a boy who takes care of the cows. So, I mean, it's a generic term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've only heard it in reference to Krishna's pastime, that's why.
Right. Where else are you going to hear it?
But that's why I'm saying it. That's why I didn't think that it was, that it could be used in a material sense. Yeah.
It can. Okay. All right, Gail. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody else like to say hello today? Okay, we're going to end now. Vanchukalpa tu visakapasinda bhavajapati.